Okay, Chairman, thank you very much, and congratulations. Congratulations for your election, thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, colleagues, good morning. Just a few words on UIC, which I'm sure that you know well already, to remind that we represent all the railways or infrastructure managers around the world, 240 members in 95 countries. I'm not saying member states. We represent 1 million kilometers of infrastructure, 7 million people represent working daily on railways, 10,000 billion ton kilometers and 3,000 billion passenger kilometers. And because this is the focus of the day, approximately, there is no exact counting of them, 1 million level crossings. I'm very honored and happy to be here with you today and launch with Eva Molnar, the ECE group of experts of the level crossing safety. I see around the three tables here many members, or approximately 80 members from over more than 30 countries in Europe, but also outside Europe, and also participants, non-governmental delegations or institutions or academia, which I think, in my opinion, is the evidence that this issue, this topic of level crossings, is more and more, maybe better and better, acknowledged as a key concern in the progress on safety. We are here today, or I'm here with you today, mainly for four reasons. Because, first of all, as it was repeatedly mentioned in these opening remarks, there is a lot of cooperation between UN, UNECE, and UIC on a growing number of topics. And may I remind Eva that you were our UIC General Assembly honored guest, and I'm here with you today. So this is also a very good spirit of cooperation. Because from the very beginning, since its creation in 2009, when we launched the International Level Crossing Awareness Days, we have the support from ENECE in addition to other supports on other topics in all our press conferences and roundtables. Because, vice versa, UIC participates in the UNECE World Work Package number one on road traffic safety. As you know, level crossings are a particular interface between the road and the rail, and because almost all of the accidents are due to the road sector, road users or pedestrians, misusing level crossings mainly because of errors or deliberately because of non-respect of the highway code applied from the UN Vienna Convention of 1968. May I remind that according to this convention, rail has the priority, and therefore road users and pedestrians must stop, which is not always the case, leading to collisions. It seems simple, it seems obvious, but this is representing millions of collisions or near misses worldwide every year. And level crossings or accidents are perceived as a rail problem by the public and the media, although, as I will mention, they are not. Because, fourth reason, even if the fatalities at level crossings represent, at least in Europe, only 1% of all fatalities on the road, and this is the reason why we are so adamant on this, they lead to 28% of all fatalities on the railways, and they cause disruption in our traffic, derailments, fatalities or injuries for our passengers, post-traumatic effects on our staff, and so on. And this is mostly based on European statistics. So just imagine how the rest of the world can increase these differences between the road and the rail appreciation of the accidents. According to the UIC safety base, collisions at level crossings represent the second major risk of accidents on the railways, over 28% of all significant accidents. The big majority of collisions caused by trespassers, which are the third parties crossing the railways at unauthorized places. Altogether, these collisions represent over 80% of collisions causing 93% of all fatalities and 72% of all the very serious injuries. We have had positive trends over the last few years regarding railway significant accidents in Europe, down from 2,371 in 2006, this is very precise, to 1,887 in 2012, according, again, to the UIC safety database. And the number of accidents, as well as the fatalities and serious injuries, have then reduced by 20% between 2006 and 2011. But level crossing accidents tend not to reduce as fast as pure railway accidents. According again to our database, in 2012, accidents at level crossings have decreased by 23% compared to 2006, but increased by 14% compared to 2011. Fatalities at level crossing decreased by 8% compared to 2006, but increased by 15% compared to 2011. So, in front of all these statistics and figures, I think we have to remain humble and continue step by step to progress on these issues all together. Again, according to our safety database gathering data from 21 European participating railway companies, 2012 saw 509 accidents at level crossings compared to 634 in 2007. But 2012 is more or less the average of the 6 years before. Level crossing accidents in Europe, at least according to our safety database, again represent, as I said, 28% of all types of accidents. 90% are collisions with obstacles and 9% with pedestrians. This is mainly due to road users and pedestrian misbehavior, but also to the continuous increase, and this is a good sign to some respect, in rail and road traffic and urbanization. In 2010, there were 123,000 level crossings in Europe, and, as I said in my opening figures, an estimation of around 1 million of them worldwide, with 6 million collisions and millions, unfortunately they are not really counted, but we know they are in millions, near misses worldwide every year. UIC would like, through this group, greater cooperation between the rail and the road sector, institutions and policy makers to better tackle that issue and find solutions together to decrease, obviously, the number of accidents, fatalities and serious injuries. Numbers in Europe are quite low, depending on the country considered, but much higher, unfortunately, in other countries outside Europe. We shall look together at legal texts, road signs and signals. We shall improve the education of children, professional drivers, propose enforcement measures to try to reduce the number of victims. Victims should be considered the same way as this particular interface between the road and the rail, as if it was on any road crossings. The best level crossing is the one that does not exist, but it is not always possible to remove or upgrade them, and it is also very expensive. So we have to find engineer solutions, organize education campaigns, and use enforcement measures, as I said, to ensure that these figures will slowly but surely go down, because one fatality is one fatality too much. This is why UIC, representing the railways, would kindly request from you, from this group, to work on these issues together to propose solutions to improve safety at the interface we have in common with the road sector, and you can count on our support, on our work, on our presence to really try to improve this worldwide situation, which is becoming a major concern for modern societies in the world. Thank you very much for your attention.
Mr. Lubinow, thank you very much. Some very interesting points and statistics there, and it's easy to see why the differences in views from the roadside compared to the rail side.